in my mind, there isn't a period of time. As I stand here in Leil Hoshana Rabba Tavshin Ayin Vav, that is a part of the year that is as both daunting and exciting as Hoshana Rabba, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, and going into winter. It's exciting, it's daunting, it's challenging, and it's hard to understand. At the end of the day, Hoshana Rabba is, al pi chasidus, the final component of Yom HaKippurim. The kvittel, the note of the Gzar Din, is given in Shemayim, and therefore there is a pachad. On the other hand, as we've spoken about, in terms of understanding the essence of what Sukkos is all about, in the previous 10-minute chasidus, we spoke about Sukkos as being a time of joy. U'smachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem. Of course, Hoshana Rabba is the last day of Sukkos. And that part of joy is the component of being in front of God with all of our ramach, evarim, and shesagidim, all of our bones and sinews, every part of us, being in the Anane HaKavod, being in God's clouds in the Sukkah. And Hoshana Rabba is a prayer for this coming winter's parnasa, in terms of a prayer for rain, and rain geshem does not only mean physical water, but it also means man's sustenance. But as the Gedolei HaChassidus explains, the Gemara in Tainis, Chaf Hei Amud Beis, describes the waters of Sukkos. Amar Rabbi Lazar, kishemich menaschin es hamayim b'chag, tohoim oimer lechaveiroi, the upper waters say to the lower waters, quoting a pasuk in Tehillim, tohoim el toim koire lekol tzinoirecha, the upper waters call to the lower waters, and they attempt to join together. We could earn a parnasa in the derech ha'olam, as the way of the street, hopefully in an honest way, halacha mandates in an honest way. Yet at the end of the day, a person could be lefnei Hashem, even in his parnasa. And Hoshana Rabba is the prayer for an individual who's asking that his actions be lefnei Hashem, and with the bracha of being tochanan yakavod. That's the avoda of Hoshana Rabba. And in truth, the greatest miracle of all for the Jewish people is not, says the Ramban in this past Shabbos' Parsha, in the reading of Shabbos Chol HaMoed, is not the miracles that God did at Sinai or at the Yam Suf. The Ramban points out that in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Yud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Kisisa, in the process of atonement for Klal Yisrael, Vayomer hine anochi koris bris neged kol amcha es hanifos, I will do for them wonders, asher lo nivru v'chol haaretz v'chol hagoyim, that the world has never seen before, v'roach chol ha'om asher atav yirkebo, and Israel, who you, Moses, dwell amongst them, es maseh Hashem ki noiru hu asher ni yisimach, says the Ramban, v'lo yitach in the farish, if we're talking about that, what it means is physical miracles, there were no greater miracles than at Har Sinai and then at Yam Suf. In the previous 10 minutes, Chassidus, about the joy of Sukkos, we spoke about that the joy is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells amongst them. Listen again to the words of the Ramban. Yirmos el shchona shchina bohem. That the shchina is going to be in them. Vale yoso im moisha lechvoid ulesiferes binelam ubemifla. And God's providence and unique hashpra, the resting of His divine presence on Moshe, kasher omar viniflinu, that glory in Moses, which exists today in our learning of Torah, that's the greatest miracle of all. The greatest miracle, asher lo nivru v'chal ha'aretz v'chal ha'gayim, is the fact that we continue to learn the Torah that was given at our Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah still reverberates to this day. Moshe Rabbeinu will sit in the shir of Rabbi Akiva and not understand parts of Rabbi Akiva's shir, but then Moshe Rabbeinu will be comforted when Rabbi Akiva says, we don't know the answer to this question, but Tzalacha L'Moshe Misinai. That is the greatest miracle of all, the miracle of the Jewish people and its tradition with God dwelling amongst them. The Avoda of Hoshana Rabbah is the Lefnei Hashem Titaru, being in front of Hashem, and the aspiration that the entire winter's Parnassa, Tahayim El Tam, there should be a unification of the upper worlds and the lower worlds. Kairei Litzinarecha. And then we go into Simchas Torah, with Shmini Atzeres. The great Talmud Chacham, in my opinion, one of the most important Talmidim of the Briska Rav, one of the greatest Rosh Yeshiva of the previous generation, Rav Moshe Shapira, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Be'er Yaakov, pointed out that the gradations of Simcha of Sukkos go Lefnei Hashem, we're in front of Hashem, and then of course the famous Medrash, where God says to Klal Yisrael, all of the nations have been by the Beis HaMikdash, now I want a time alone Im Hashem. So we're going to progress from this closeness of Lefnei Hashem, this desire that our Parnasa come Lefnei Hashem, to being Im Hashem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what that Ramban had said, that the Shechina is Shorei Behem. Of course, this follows on the heels of what we spoke about in the past, the heels of Yom HaKippurim, the atonement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Shochein amongst us. And then Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro says that the next step, the next Madrega of Simcha, is not only being in front of Hashem, but is with Hashem. Shechina Bohem, the greatest miracle of all, that God dwells amongst us even in our mundane activities. That's Shmini Atzeres. And then we go on to Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is not Lefnei Hashem, it's not Im Hashem, but rather Simchas Torah is nothing less than HaKadosh Baruch Hu becoming one with our identities. Baruch Hu Elokeinu Sheberanu Lechvoidoi Vivdilanu Minatoyim V'nosalonu Teiras Emes V'chaye Olam Nota B'sechinu V'chaye Olam, life that's eternal, we could add to Moshe Shmuel Shapiro's words, Nota B'sechinu, He planted it inside of us. Not only are we with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in order for the winter to be a winter of Kedusha, there's one more step as we go from Hoshana Rabbah to Shmini Atzeres, to Simchas Torah, and to the winter beyond. Chayim, life which is physical, be a life that is eternal. Be a life that is eternal, that God's Chaye Olam be inside of us. No longer Lefnei, no longer Im, but Pesochein. Rabosai, we're looking forward in the yeshivas to a long winter. May it be a productive winter. Two Adars. There's already talks of hurricanes in the United States. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect everybody. Winter is daunting. The feeling at the end of the Sukkot holiday is what's going to be this coming year. But it should not only be a prayer, God make it right, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if we've internalized these messages. Lefnei Hashem, Im Hashem, V'chai Olam Nata B'Seichenu. And therefore, when we dance on Simchas Torah, they say that the Gra felt that the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah was the pinnacle of the year. We spoke about that Pesach is the beginning of the process. Simchas Torah is the pinnacle. And the reason it's the pinnacle is because we've progressed from Lefnei to Im, and then Bisochenu inside of us. And that's our avoda during this period, to ask ourselves if we are going to attempt in the next few days to link that which is godly with that which is mundane. And then when we dance with the Torah, where the Torah is Bisochenu, and Bezer Hashem, if we begin to take steps in that regard, a few more hours to appreciate the Lefnei Hashem, a very special day to be Im Hashem, and then the next step, that the Torah that's inside of us, then we'll be Zoche to live in both worlds. And we'll be Zoche to have Chaim in an Olam that is planted inside of us. They wish in the yeshivas and in Hasidic courts a guten winter, a good winter. May we have a special winter, a winter that's full of Kedusha and Hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadeinu. And may we take this usmachten lefnei Hashem lekechem, the special joy of Sukkot. May that guide us throughout until we start again and we start afresh on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. A guten winter.